You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Oscar Bevis, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Sam Ingerton, on behalf of the UK, I want to say thank you because we've been getting starched by Mexicans. You've done us a favour tonight.
Yeah, man. And you know what? It was the back of my mind. And you know what? I know people are saying, oh, everyone's getting starched by Mexicans. You know what? I know why. This guy was tough. I'm not kidding you. You know, I hit him with, I feel like, I'll have to watch it back, but I feel like I hit him with big shots both to the body and head. And like I've said to everyone else, I feel like I did hurt him. But these people, like, he just shook it off so fast, bow. He was ready to go again. So yeah, he was tough, he was strong, and he was ready to go, you know, non-stop. Constantly, like I say, I hurt him and he was just ready to go again, again, and again. So yeah, he was tough.
Dominant performance and the scorecards agree with that as well. It was weird because there were times where his head got rocked back, times where he winced for a body shot, and I was thinking, this is it. And the crowd were getting behind it as well, and I thought, now Sam is going to put his foot on the pedal. You put your foot on the pedal, and he just...
I'm a good finisher. I know that's, you know, blowing my own whistle, but I feel like I am a good finisher. But I could feel with him that I hurt him, and it weren't like hurting, you know, the other people I've took out. It weren't. He just kind of... took a breath, shook it off, and it was like I called him a name, you know, and he just kind of like, I'll leave that one, and he just come back, and it was tough, man.
And the belt you got now, can we just have a little look at that quickly? The WBC silver. Have a little pan down, there we go. That is a beauty, that, isn't it? It's an absolute beauty.
Yeah, you don't get much better than that, bad boy.
Lovely. And you get to put, they'll put a picture of you on one side and Carlos on the other. So yeah. Not just the belt, there'll be like a little memory of it as well. And you said to me, what, you're like a kid with belts, a big kid. Oh, you just want belts. You don't really care what they are. You want belts.
Yeah, nah. I said to John, look, I ain't got a WBA belt. I ain't got a WBO belt. Go and find me one. I want them all. I'm the international undisputed champion I want to be. So, but nah, look, I am a child. I want them all. And to be fair, once I get them, I don't really do much with them. They sit in a cupboard at home. It's a nice cupboard, but it's a cupboard, isn't it? And I don't really, you know, show them about. I don't, you know, go around with them or show them out. I like to have them. It's just that simple.
And it does hold some weight. There's people in the past who've had the WBC silver. Give it another couple of fights and they're fighting for world title. So I know you say about you just want belts, but this is a belt that holds some serious fucking weight as well.
Exactly. Again, the formal ring. And I presume, you know, winning this at middle... the phone will ring at both super welter and middle, you know. But look, whoever, you know, writing the biggest checks, you give me a shout and we'll mull it over. Yeah. We'll add a zero, but we'll mull it over.
And on Hennessy, I know in the past that, well, actually this week they were saying, Sam's been in fights, so he's been put on the card to entertain. Sam Egerton's coming up, oh, buzzing, this is going to happen, there's going to be a tear-up. Do you feel like you're loved now? I know that sounds stupid. Do you feel like you're in a place where they care about you, right fights, right time, and they love you here? Is that how you feel?
They're making fights for me. Yeah. Not for the telly. And that's what I feel. I feel like...
That was good on telly, by the way. I know it was.
Yeah. I feel like for a lot of the time, I was excitement on the card, you know. Whacking money, it'll be exciting. I feel like, you know, with this promotion between John, Mick, you know, and the team, they're putting fights out for me. They want me to win titles and they want me to do well. You know, not just excite the crowd and, you know, sell a few tickets. And I can feel it, and it gives you more in training, it gives you more in the ring, you know, when people want you to do well. A lot of times you do well, it's a law of attraction, isn't it?
And obviously there is one sort of level on the ladder that you miss in world, and I don't know, getting closer, it's a tough division middleweight, especially WBC, get a ranking, but you're getting closer.
It's a huge step. I can't take a much closer step. You know, I can't go any closer now, this is it. If I don't get a world title shot off the back of this, or, you know, at least a defence, I won't get one. You know, there's no steps closer to go. I've won the British, I've won the European, I've won international bouts all up and down. This is practically the interim title. I've got to get someone off the back of this. And that's what we're crossing our fingers for.
Little Brummy-style message for Charlo down the camera.
Yeah, I don't want to piss him off too bad. Don't be dashed, there's two of them. But now look, I'm the silver champion. I'd love a shot. And I'll get the plane. As soon as the ticket's here, I'll get on the plane. Shout at me.
Love it. Sam, well done tonight. And yeah, the train rolls on.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.